Thank you so much, Kathleen. I think your introduction is exactly right. The voters will have a very clear choice between the two candidates this year. There will not be a lot of nuances. As you point out, the Trump platform really contemplates energy dominance as a cornerstone of their Making America First theme. The Hillary Clinton campaign really uses the term clean energy superpower and contemplates that climate change and climate policy would basically shape her energy policy. I think that with respect to the Trump platform, if you were to boil it down to a very simple phrase, it would be basically extraction and production. Extract more oil and natural gas and coal, and have the theme of energy dominance as really a key economic and foreign policy goal. Specifically, a Trump administration would seek to basically rescind all of President Obama's climate-related executive actions, including the Climate Action Plan. The platform would cancel the Paris COP21 climate agreement. It would stop all payment of U.S. dollars to UN global warming programs. A President Trump would request that TransCanada renew its permit application for the Keystone Pipeline. And it would also seek to save the coal industry. On the last point, we don't have many details. I think one of the problems that will be confronted is that coal has really been, I think, sideswiped by market forces even more than by any particular regulation or policy. And so that might be more challenging than a political phrase. Hillary Clinton's approach couldn't be more different. She would make America the world's clean energy superpower, expanding on President Obama's climate change and building on it. She would ensure that the U.S. honors the commitments that were made in Paris with the COP21 agreement. And as I mentioned, her climate policy would basically shape her energy policy. More specifically, a Clinton presidency would treat climate change as a national security issue. The Clinton campaign states that climate change, in fact, is the defining national security issue of our time, that it's causing refugees, rising sea levels, and turbulent weather. A Clinton administration would use clean air, clean energy to create high-paying jobs, and the centerpiece of the clean energy approach would be renewable power. For example, the Clinton platform would set a goal of installing 500 million solar panels on American homes by the end of her first term. She would also cut energy waste by focusing on energy efficiency in building codes and retrofits. And she has an additional goal of reducing oil consumption by one-third. So to sum that up, you have very, very clear and dramatic differences between the two candidates regarding energy.